One. What up, High Fivers? It's your boy, High Five Tom, and I've got Derry, New Hampshire's favorite adopted son, and like Scott George always says, never ever, from Pinkerton Academy, Mr. Will Mercier. Will, congratulations on the job, but other than that, my friend, I'm sorry, the promotion, I should say, you already have a job.
That's right. I've got a new position at the place I already work.
Nice.
Not for nothing. I've been there for 3 years, Tom. This is my fourth promotion since I've been there.
Jeez, it's been 3 years already, huh?
September was 3 years, yeah.
Well, I mean, we're going on year number four.
Yeah.
Oh.
I went in as a supervisor. Then I was it's kind of a bum. I went from supervisor to like assistant manager training, which I was doing all the stuff anyway. Yeah. Then assistant department manager, then the evening manager, and then now I'm going to be the bakery manager. That's looking forward to working with my new crew. There's going to be a kind of a difference of philosophies in what they're used to working under. So we're going to have a lot of fun. They might grow to hate me.
Nah.
I've heard complaints already rolling in, so.
Have you really?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Is it young kids or people that have been there too long that don't like change?
It's kind of person who thinks they know what's best, but then if you call them out for something, they throw their hand up and go, oh, I don't know.
I know of this person.
I may have gave them some heat the other day when I was in, because I was asking them questions I would expect them to know. And they're like, well, I don't know. It's like, well, I would expect you to know. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
And I told them up front, they're like, oh, I like work. I like talking and working with you. I'm like, you do for now. Like, it's going to be a lot different than when I'm back here. And I'm not just like, what can I do to help? Where it's going to be like, no, you need to put some hustle on it. Wow. Y'all need to be Roddy Strongs.
Well, real quick, I do want to shout out, obviously, our mother, the mother show of the Shining Wizards Network, as they posted today. Today is the 25-year anniversary of King Carino's ECW World Championship win.
Wow.
You know,
we should watch something to celebrate that maybe soon.
Yeah, so we've got some more bonus Steve Carino content coming up out here in the near future. But, 25 years ago today. You look so weird with that blonde hair. But, Will, I have a little bit of a rant here. And you can if I'm overreacting or not.
Not the rant. That's under construction. Is it still under construction?
I think it's under.
Is it on like a permit under construction?
I don't know, because they post stuff every once in a while. It's like, wait, what?
I remember that was the longest thing for the Wiz. Like, oh, we're on the rant.
Yeah.
Rant EM Radio. Phil probably still puts them over.
Yeah. Actually, he just dropped an episode, too.
He did.
I haven't listened to it yet.
The Impact Player.
I mean, he loves himself some Dusty, but all right.
Yeah, Daddy.
You know, both of us enjoy physical media.
Yeah.
And I do the best I can, to buy, physical media from bands. And sometimes they make more money, obviously, from digital. I get that. But CDs, order them online, aren't cheap.
And my car doesn't even have a CD player in it.
Oh, no.
My laptop doesn't have a disc drive. I currently have no way. I think I could put a CD in my Xbox, and I might be able to play it that way. But other than that, I have no method to play CDs right now.
Do you have a DVD player or Blu-ray player?
Xbox.
Okay, so you play all your Blu-rays through your Xbox?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have an actual CD phonograph player. But yeah, I mean, our car, I mean, yeah, they wanted like $500 to put a CD player in. I was like, yeah, maybe. But you know, you order CDs and you know, you order them online, and shipping is just fucking ridiculous. And I understand the bands don't get that, but
I mean, shipping anything nowadays is ridiculous.
I mean, shipping all those books actually was not that bad. And we did mail 36 pounds of books, and it cost.
I ordered a book from one of the hosts of First Issue Club because he put up a list of books he was getting rid of in the Discord. And I said, "Oh, I'm interested." And he's like, "Is it still really expensive to ship stuff to Canada?" And I'm like, "I am very close to the border, but I'm not part of the Canadian delegation." Because they've been some shipping to some folks in Canada, and the shipping prices to get something to Canada right now is beastly. I was looking at there was a label I like. I was looking at stuff, and I read their little blurb about like the Canadian like post strike and like shipping. It's like there's some stuff they won't even ship to the States right now. They'll ship the records and stuff because they're qualifying it as like a whatever how the category, but they're not shipping like merch because of the added cost to ship stuff.
Yeah. And I just might be picking Nancy, just might be crabby. But for the price I paid for a single CD, I mean, you could throw in a couple stickers. You know, I paid $26 there, you know, for a CD,
Ooh.
and most of shipping. I mean, that's
So
including
you
shipping
probably paid
tax.
like what 12? You probably paid like what 12 for a CD?
This particular CD was $14.99.
14.99. Your shipping was probably at least nine,
Yeah. The
and
tax.
then you have a sales tax in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's just like, man, just throw me a couple stickers. You know, it's so, you know, I mean, I get it. They're not making any money from the shipping. I get it.
And I'm not. I want to support like indie wrestlers on the shows, but when it's just a little sticker. And they're like, oh, they're $5. It's like, buddy, $5 for a sticker, like, the shit you give out for free.
Yeah, that's advertising.
I'm not. I'm just not a big sticker guy.
I do like stickers. I should probably put more up. I probably should have given you more stickers when I saw you in the real life.
You got a you got to re-up stickers yet, or we still got a stash?
I still guys probably have about 200 left yet. So yeah, and I was chuckling. I mean, it'd probably be cheaper for me just to drive the stickers to Freed's than it would be to ship to them. So
Probably. I mean, you know he's home.
yeah, he's probably humping.
Wah, wah, wah.
Because actually, let's
Sorry, Eric.
see here.
You have to drive a take a ferry across the Great Lakes.
Interesting. I don't even know if the U.S. will let me back in.
You're probably on a watch list.
Yeah, it should be off now.
Be like, you have any known aliases? Have you ever been known as Tom the Bomb? Have you ever been known as the Hamburglar?
Yeah, it's a little over 10 hours to get there to drive. Always thought Toronto was over the lake, across the lake from Detroit, but shows what I know. But yeah, it just listened. I mean, I ordered a couple CDs and just, you know, I'm like, I get it, you
What'd you
know.
get?
Well, I don't want to throw the band. I'll text you because I don't want to throw the band on the bus for not getting any stickers.
You think they're listening?
No, but still.
Is it like local people or is it like
No, it's, I mean, it's a national band. I mean, that happens all the time. It's like, come on, people. And then it's funny, like, you order from like some small indie band and they throw in like 100 stickers. I remember I
Oh, yeah,
ordered.
they'll give you stickers. You'll get an extra CD. They throw in like the thank you note.
Oh, yeah.
On my record shelf, I have the box it was shipped in because the band's called Whores. I don't know if you've heard of
No.
them. I mainly haven't listened to their latest album that much, but their album Gold gets a lot of play from me. I love that album. When I ordered a copy and they shipped it, he signed the box that was like shipping it. He's like, you're like, thank you, Will. I'm like, yeah. Well, now I got to save the box that it came.
Yeah. You know, throw me a couple stickers, you know? It's just, yeah, especially because people barely ever buy, you know, physical media now as it is, so.
Oh, I'm not surprised at all that they didn't cough you up anything extra for free. They would have charged you extra for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I have two friends that are actually the two original members of their fan club back in the mid-90s, but got some history with those guys a little bit. So I've only seen them once.
Me too. Saw them open from Megadeth.
That's right. So, but oh well. It is what it is. But Will, we have some Ring of Honor TV to catch up on.
We do. I alluded to it last week. I don't remember if it was just all in production or if I mentioned it on air, but man, we should have skipped Glory by Honor and just watched TV.
I mean, the three good matches in Glory by Honor did kind of make up for it, but yeah.
TV's in a good spot right now. I mean, we're getting, you're going to have to remind me. Were both of these from San Antonio?
Yes.
I don't know. When I watched the second episode earlier today, it really jumped out to me. They're like, we're in San Antonio. And I'm like, were they already in San Antonio or is this like the first? Because they alluded to that fact that they're going to Michigan. So we are going to get that match just way after we watch the pay-per-view where we know the spoiler of the main event.
Yeah, I brought that up in my notes too. It was like, oh, this particular person still has said belt, but it is what it is, Will. But well, let's jump right into it here, Will. Ring of Honor TV episode 214 from San Antonio, Texas, as Will just alluded to. Oh, yeah, by the way, today is also the 7th anniversary of when time travel was invented, by the way. On November 5th, 1955, Doc Brown fell off his toilet in his head and invented Lux Capacitor. You should really watch. I mean, because Back to the Future, it's going to be an IMAX, I think, this month. I'll try to check.
I want to catch one of these reruns. Like, Princess Mononoke was just in theaters again recently, which I caught that. Fist of the North Star just had, like, a theatrical thing recently. You went to see The Thing. I would have loved to have gone to see The Thing in a theater.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky. We've got to cut our old-timey theaters here. They actually do, like, in March, they do Studio Ghibli. So, yeah, I get Princess Hulk, Movie Castle, Princess Mononoke. Faith and I have seen that in a movie theater a couple times.
Brad and Lisa from Couples Counseling do a movie club at their Alamo City. Was it Alamo City Draft House or whatever it's called?
Nice.
And they get comic book people to like do the intros. And if you're a Patreon, they get you in.
That's cool.
So they've shown some great movies.
Yeah, I've been meaning to ask my theater how much it would be to rent the movie theater. I mean, if you rent the movie theater, do you have to give them the movie or can they? I wonder how that works.
They must have some kind of connection. I mean, they must have them sat somewhere, right? They're not just like destroying the film.
Yeah.
Or maybe they do.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I've never worked at a movie theater. Never have I ever.
Yeah, Chad used to work in a movie theater, so. So, Chad, if you're listening, let us know. But, sorry. Yeah, I got a nasty cold, so sorry about that, high fivers. But Kevin Kelly and Nigel are on the call. Yep. Nigel still has to make a decision on King Carino. I'm still waiting on pins and needles on this new announcer, Will.
Listen, I think you're going to like it. I know you like the guest announcer on night two.
I thought said guest announcer should have stayed on commentary the entire show, but
well, that would have made sense.
You know, but it looks like Ring of Honor can't afford a fourth headset, so.
There's not enough room at that table.
But our opening match, the epitome of big, meaty men slapping meat, when our 2015 Top Prospect Tournament winner, Donovan Dijak, versus Moose.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, they're talking on here because that Moose is a big-time contender for Jay Lethal's belt. And honestly, well, San Antonio showed up for the Moose chant. It was definitely one of the better ones.
So this crowd is hot.
I like when they add the slap and the barricade in there.
I miss the Ring of Honor barricades are an essential part of the show.
Yeah. I mean, I know they're real shitty to move and they're real shitty to set up, but production-wise, you know, production value, but here nor there. Obviously, both these guys are great athletes, but Jesus Christ, Moose has got some ups.
Moose is, I mean, people are knowing he's athletic, right, because he was a football player, but, like, his drop kick is really good. He's a big dude. You wouldn't expect him to deliver
an Okada style fucking dropkick,
right?
With ease, you know. And he walks up and he does the whole leap onto the apron thing. And dude, 6'7", 300 fucking pounds.
6'7", 6'7".
But I thought it was really funny in the beginning of the match. Obviously, right away they go with the whole shoulder block thing. You know, two Brahma bulls hitting each other. And True says one more time. And Stokely says, you know, then after that, Stokely gets up on the apron. And I had to go back and listen to it a couple times. It's like, knock him on his ass. Thought that was pretty funny. Stokely, I mean, I don't think he's going to beat up Will Ferrara for our 2015 Breakout Star of the Year, but Stoke's been awesome.
Big fan of Big Stoke.
Yeah. Crowd pop for that. To break up that whole shoulder tackle thing was dive at Jack actually tried hitting a hip toss, and Moose actually flipped out of it. But fun outside ring shots. Well, before we jump into the end of the match here, do you have any spots or anything you want to shout out for this match?
I don't recall any. Nope.
But in the end, Moose or Dijak throws Moose into the slingshots into the corner. Moose climbs the corner with no hands, jumps off top rope, drop kicks fucking Dijak, and hits the spear for the win. A pretty resounding win for Moose. Dijak obviously got some offense in there. Did try getting feast your eyes a couple times, and Moose was able to reverse it. But once again, our 2015 Top Prospect Tournament taking the L.
Yep.
Speaking of the 2015 Top Prospect Tournament, somebody who lost way sooner. I mean, it's a kayfabe. I mean, it's a kayfabe tournament. Everybody, but Dalton Castle should not have gone out in the first or second round.
He was out in the first round. So he lost to Ashley Six.
Dude, where's Ashley now, and where's Dalton Castle now?
Well, I mean, Ashley Castle could have gone into might need treatment again. I don't know.
Yeah. But
a boil is Dalton Castle. He's enraged.
With Cedric, with Vader Scott, who is also enraged. But yeah, obviously no boys at ringside, because the boys are stuck. I shouldn't say they're stuck, but they're getting retraining, I guess. That's a good way to put it by Silas. Not much has changed. I mean, we mention this all the time, but I can literally watch Dalton Castle. And it's funny, every time I type in suplex in my notes, it always just auto-corrects to duplex. It always leaves duplex in there. But, Will, have you watched any New Japan recently?
I have not.
Have you ever seen the monster that is Bolton Oleg?
I've heard of him.
Okay. What's his nickname? Something from Kazakhstan, but he does a lot of the deadlift suplexes like Dalton Castle does. So
the not having the boys at ringside, Dalton Castle definitely kind of stepped out and showed that how much kind of like a power wrestler that he actually is.
Yeah.
Because that's the hard thing. Like, he is such a flashy gimmick. And it's a gimmick that people, like, eat up. That I think it's easy to forget that he is super strong. And he actually wrestles, like, a power wrestler style.
Yeah. He's not all flash. There's a lot of substance.
It's very, like, technical wrestling, power wrestling.
Wow.
You just forget about that when he's doing the throne or this robing or, like, in newer Ring of Honor where he was, like, dropping the bird seed and, like... He's doing with the Outrunners right now. I'm not up with what's going on right now, but
it sounds like people are digging it. So they should probably strap those boys up here pretty soon. Because it seems like the three of them, I mean, just fits. Bang Ring and Cedric Snipe, and honestly, Will, this match went pretty. It wasn't necessarily a squash match, but Dalton pretty much dominated Cedric in this match.
Yeah, Cedric is it's just probably a good thing the Cruiserweight Classic is coming.
He's got 9 months, so yeah, Cedric's definitely kind of caught in neutral. After the match, Cedric's all mad. Vita gets on the mic and she starts yelling at Nigel, and you know, it's an unsafe work environment, blah 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 blah. And
yeah, Vita says she's filing a suit.
So
and we think it's just like, oh yeah, whatever, right? Because she's a lawyer, whatever. But no, we'll see next week.
But after that, we get a promo with Truth Martini and Jay Lethal. Jay Lethal's coming out with both belts. ? Obviously, if you listened to our last episode, we know what happened there. But and obviously they're chanting for AJ Styles. And then Truth just had a really funny retort. He's like, this is not AJ Styles, people. Are you blind? Blah, 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 blah. I thought that was pretty funny.
Right. So rather than, like, covering his ears, it's like, you know, shut up. It's just like, no, you idiots, this isn't AJ Styles.
Yeah. They come out and say a bunch of words. Roddy's music hits. And Roddy wants to shake the hand of the man that beat him. Thought that was pretty funny. Because then he goes, you know, and that's Truth Martini. Jay Lethal loses his mind. Roddy says, with a little truth, Lethal wouldn't even be in Ring of Honor. But Roddy wants a shot, and Lethal's beat him 1,000 times. He's like, pal, you go to the end of the line. He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Especially in a Ring of Honor where everybody's kind of floating around like that level. There's really not like a lower card and like a mid card. Like everybody's, if you're not floating in like that title picture, you're like on the cusp of it.
Yeah. But then Nigel says, Jay Lethal's right. You've challenged for the world title. You haven't lost it, but you haven't challenged for the TV title.
Right. You beat Watanabe. You don't have a number one contender right now for that TV title, but you do now.
We love
Roddy Strong.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see how that match turns out. I mean, we know what happened, but
We know what happens. I saw a spoiled on cage match a while ago. I mean, shit, Glory by Honor. They're not even. It's like, remember when they did the 16-man tournament?
Yeah.
And Truth Martini's just coming out telling people what the results are going to be. It's like, buddy.
Bro,
why am I going to watch the program if you're telling me what happened?
Bro. But after that, Will's favorite segment, we get inside Ring of Honor as we go into the ACH versus Matt Sydal feud. They are currently tied at 2. We did a review of those. But number 5 is not until Survival of the Fittest in Milwaukee in 2 or 3 weeks. So, Will, hopefully we get the blow-off of this useless best-of-5 matchup. I shouldn't say useless.
Oh, it's useless. It's getting them. It's like there's nothing we could have done. We couldn't have built up to this. Somehow, they just shoehorned it in. There's plenty of tag teams. They could have had a series against All Night Express. They could have had. They could be doing something more with the tag team title picture than just the kind of three teams that are hovering around there right now.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it gets ACH on my TV screen more often, so that's good.
I wish they did something, even if it was during the matches, where it kind of drew like the line where it's like, oh, they're probably not going to be partners after this. Like, there's some underhandedness.
Yeah,
that's gonna kind of ruin the sportsmanship level of it and be like, buddy, the fuck was that?
Yeah, but it is what it is. But our main event will.
Main event last week. Nope. Main event night one.
The night one for this week. The Kingdom, obviously Matt Taven, Mike Bennett, Adam Cole versus Reed Dragon and Michael Elgin. Yes, I said Reed Dragon. If you, and we're not picking on Reed Dragon.
It is, I mean, that is what they're called.
Yes. So shout out to the Mark Order as always. Shout out to Ann Bunny, who always pontificated about the Reed Dragon.
Remember, if you aren't a day one listener, you might not know that the VNR capitalized it. Take a shot at Davey Richards.
Wonder what he was doing at this time.
Was he in Impact? Were the Wolves in Impact?
Maybe. God, if there's only a machine that would tell me. I'll look that up during the break, but.
Because Eddie Edwards left, what, like a year? Almost a year ago?
I think it's been over a year. It was final
over a year. They've gone through all this. We've gone through all the scum stuff.
Because it was Final Battle 2013, right?
Yeah.
Goddamn,
pal.
But beginning of the match, fun team work by the babyfaces. Obviously, Elgin, Davey Richards, sorry. Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly are very good at what they do. I do like Michael Elgin's beard. Also, it does appear that Michael Elgin has fallen on some hard times financially. I know he's been out of work all year, so so do with that information what you will in the real life. Next week, we get the Bucks of Youth and Silas and Beer City Bruiser. That should be fun. I have my notes here. Damn, Michael Elgin with a double power slam. That's impressive for sure. At one point, Kyle O'Reilly doing the Tramp Red murder spot. Put the buckle bomb into the Chasing the Dragon. And Adam Cole's got a title shot. But Kyle O'Reilly wants Cole and his butt buddies. Next week, we have a triple threat from Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, and AJ Styles. Not a bad match.
Yeah, Nigel says he can't change the match because Adam, you know, they're bringing in AJ Styles. It's going to be AJ Styles, Adam Cole, but he's going to add Kyle O'Reilly to it. Which obviously Adam Cole is not a fan of.
Yeah, and I always was like, why can't you do that?
Because they already paid a lot of money to get AJ Styles there. They're going to get their money's worth.
Yeah.
In kayfabe reasons, that's why.
Wait, Davey Richards is married to Angelina Love?
You were just about to say Angelina Jolie, and like, Tom, I think somebody specked up that Wikipedia article. I don't think that's right.
Why did Davey Richards retire?
Which time?
I know. What's his cage match? But all right. All in all, Will, I mean, super solid match, super solid TV. You know, like we talked about a little bit earlier, obviously TV was a bit better than Glory by Honor. But Will, like I honestly, we always ask, but for the most part, if this is your first time ever watching Ring of Honor TV, would you keep watching?
Yeah.
Wow, David Richards used to wrestle as Derek Billington?
Sure, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. on this date in history. I don't want this date in history. All right. Well, we'll look at that at the break. But, well, Will, any additional thoughts here on TV before we jump into our commercial break here?
No. So I watched this last week because I thought we were going to cover TV last week, too, and we didn't end up doing it. So it was kind of my question where, like, I watched this, like, all right, they've set. Because I watched them, like, all right, they're setting up the TV title. Then we watched Glory by Honor, and you had said, oh, they spoil it. So there's no way they fucking spoil this match that's, like, apparently, like, a month out before we actually see this match.
Well, you've been right.
Classic Ring of Honor. You know, high points are all things we covered. Low points are, yeah, they're got the cart before the horse and all that jazz.
By the way, David Richards actually has had a match this year.
Did he?
Yeah, he lost to Chase Stevens.
Who?
I don't know. Chase Stevens. It's CC Music City Fight number night number 9. Chase Stevens is 46 years old.
Who is that, yeah, old guy?
His last match before that was against Dan Maloney, of all people.
Huh. Ooh, the Drilla.
The Drilla.
Oh, Tom, by the way.
Yes, sir.
You won in a landslide in the two venues I posed the question. Do you address it as the week starting or week ending?
What was the final tally?
On our Twitter, it was one vote, 100% for Sunday. So I think that must have been you.
Yeah.
And then in the Discord, there wasn't a ton of votes, but the Wizards group was on the side of the Sunday date as well. I'm just so used to addressing everything as the week ending at this point instead of the week starting.
Well, I mean, retail, things are weird. Time is relative.
Time is dumb.
Yeah. But Will, real quick here, so I'm put over everyone at Visionaries Global Media. You guys all know the drill. Josh and I just did drop another just under 3-hour episode of Going Underground as we go into Ultima Lucha 2. No Good Cop, Bad Cop last week, but make sure you check out this week. I'm sure they're going to have a banger. Banned from Ringside, Slow and Steady every week. I always say that Shining Wizards and Banned from Ringside keep me posted or updated on all the current happenings. I know Free just dropped an episode of Nattering with E. And, yeah, another great interview with Eric Stevens on the Shining Wizards, the Miller Show this week. And like we mentioned earlier, our boy, the Impact player, Phil Rea, just dropped another episode of Turnbuckle Throwback. So it's good to have Phil in our ear holes. But other than that, everyone enjoy this great commercial block from the Shining Wizards. And we'll see everyone on the other side of the break.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you. G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
If you like your music heavy, then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest-running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
Are you tired of being lied to every day by the mainstream media?
Do you want to know what's really going on in the world?
Do you want to make up your own mind about things and not be told what to think or say?
Then listen to Inconclusive Breakdown, a weekly anti-PC look at the world of entertainment and current events brought to you without censorship or filters.
You can find us everywhere you listen to podcasts, BitChute, and on ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
And also, we're a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
All right, well, I hope everyone enjoyed that great commercial block from the Shining Wizards. We need to get some updated stuff on that, but Will, we've got a question from Sonor.
Right, as always, at UTT Rob, he's got questions. We might have answers.
We've done pretty good. We've answered most of them.
We have. We've only stumbled a couple times. I did have a moment with my coworkers, where my handful of them all went to London and stayed in London for a couple weeks. And we talked jacket potatoes. But with all the talk of Stevie Richards on 197, which four members of the 2015 Ring of Honor roster would you look for an assessment with Dr. Stevie, add to Right to Censor, add to the BWO, and who would you book on Stevie Night?
Wow.
So we got four spots, Tom.
Rob is very well versed.
Rob is a... You know, when he takes a break from playing Don't Like Dad. If I ever needed to draft up a trivia game, I would probably tap Rob.
Yeah.
Like, Rob, help me build these questions.
What was Dr. Stevie?
Who would you book for an assessment with Dr. Stevie?
You
Is that what he does now as like the DDPY instructor?
That's what I was wondering. You duck, duck, go. I don't want to duck, duck, go.
Any of these jump out of you, Tom? How about right to censor?
I mean, truth just seems too obvious.
Right, because he'd be the one that's the most like against his character. Instead of truth martini, he could be false sparkling water or something.
You know, this is kind of low-hanging fruit, but ironically enough, this person's not been an answer for Question of Dishonor for a little bit. And I think it'd be pretty funny to see Mark Briscoe in, like, you know, the Canadian tuxedo, you know, with his, you know, with a tie on. Straight laced.
He cleans up. He shaves the beard. He's got like the hair combed and like pulled back.
I honestly think the National Treasure, Mark Briscoe, would be awesome in Right to Censor.
I was thinking he would either have to go in Right to Censor or if he was in the BWO.
Trying to eat some Oreos here.
It's all good. Regular Oreos? Double stuff?
Double stuff. Yeah, I found the wife's stash, so I'm going to be sleeping on the couch tonight. So.
Damn. Hey, listen. Sometimes the couch is the place to be.
My couch is, I don't know. It's old. Like, my mom had this couch when she was a teenager.
Oh.
So we might actually sell it as an antique, and it's like 7 years old. I'm not even exaggerating what 7 years old. But BWO, I'm trying not to fat shame people, but I just, the first person I thought of was Beer City Bruiser.
Who would Beer City Bruiser's BWO persona be?
I mean, because the Blue Meanie wasn't BWO, that was the whole thing, right?
Yeah, but they were kind of like parodying the NWO. So your Big Daddy Cool, you had your Hollywood Stevie, the Blue Meanie.
I mean, a Beer City Bruiser's guy, I mean, he's got to be the bad guy, right?
The Blue City Bruiser?
Yeah. Oh, that fits.
Or Beer City Bruiser.
Yeah. He can be the Scott Hall character.
You know, my right to center answer, I think I'll pick Silas Young.
Oh, all right. And then.
Is Veda Scott seen because she's a lawyer? I feel like she's already like there.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to the Beer City Bruiser join right to center and be like, have it come out, be like, drugs and alcohol are bad. Drink water.
Mm. Take your vitamins. Chop more wood.
Because, I mean, he comes out with drink. He comes out with cigars. So, actually, I'll do Beer City Bruiser. We're gonna sober up the Beer City Bruiser. And then for my BWO. I think I'm going to go with. Just trying to think of a clever name.
Steven Richards.
Steven Richards.
Val Venus.
What about Val Venus?
Stevie Knight Heat. It's a 3-year run. After Rick Censor broke up, Richards disappeared from television for a short time. He returned to SmackDown to cut a promo condemning The Undertaker for attacking Rick Censor and causing it to disband. When The Undertaker confronted Richards, Chronic attacked him. Richards announced his alliance with his WCW tag team, thus becoming a de facto member of the alliance. So basically, Stevie's on all the B shows, huh?
Yes, he was the de facto manager or whatever of Sunday Night Heat.
A 22-time hardcore champion.
Yep. It's funny, when I saw Stevie Richards, he was pretty much the valet for Victoria. Where Victoria was the main event and he was kind of just the side piece for her.
Wow, this Wikipedia is actually pretty fucking big.
Maybe he updates his own. Does it have it written in there that he got himself kicked out of Ring of Honor for having too many ideas?
No. He does return next year, though.
All right. Well, folks, know. Tune in next year. If you want some more Steven Richards content.
All right, Stevie Knight Heat. Who's booked in Stevie Knight Heat? I think that would be somebody who's we talked about earlier that's definitely kind of stuck in neutral. I'm going to say Mr. Cedric Alexander. Freshen him up a bit.
I'm picking Will Ferraro.
Oh, okay.
Because Stevie wants to get those numbers up. People are liking Will Ferraro. And if it's the B show, he can lose and it's fine.
Yeah. And hopefully that is not as an unsafe working environment as the regular main show is. So, and then Dr. Stevie. So, I have done a couple workouts with Stevie Richards via the DDP Yoga app. Although I didn't do any DDP yoga today, but I probably should have. I know this person's not on the 2015 roster, and we miss this person. But if you've seen pictures of them recently, you know obviously they are not missing days in the gym. I'm going to go with Mike Mondo, just for shits and fucking giggles. We haven't had a Mondo call out in a while.
Mike Mondo is the NWA national champion.
Oh, is he? Nice.
That just popped up in the Discord, actually, because they're discussing the announcement that title's going to be on AEW.
AAW or AEW?
AEW.
Okay, damn it.
But Mike Mondo is the current NWA national champion.
That's on the Discord, huh?
Yeah.
Which channel?
The AEW one.
Sorry, Matt, we didn't get to your question about the Ring of Honor
commentary. Oh, yeah, I didn't see that. Told way too late. Don't really look at my I look at my phone periodically at work, but I'm not on enough to like answer questions on Discord. I didn't see it till after the episode was done recording.
Yo, Gabe Kidd and Tsuji? Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, they're going to be a team.
Fuck yeah.
Can they coexist?
Sorry, I have to text the four pillars here. But, Will, while I'm doing this.
I'm still trying to come up with a good answer for the BWO. Because I'm trying to run through, like, what, you know, what my goofy name would be and whose name is close enough that I could, like,
what do you got, pal?
I don't love it, but it might just work. Bobby Six.
Oh, all right.
Get Bobby Fish in the BWO. I was trying to come up with like a 1-2-3 kid kind of riff. If this was earlier on, instead of the Giant, you could have the Brian, if Brian Danielson was still there.
Yeah,
fair enough. Funny because he's very much not a Giant.
Grizzly Redwood as the Giant.
Grizzly Redwood got a shout out, or a mention rather, in the latest Wizards History of episode.
Oh, no shit.
Talking about Rhett Titus, and he was riding with Grizzly Redwood, who apparently was a Chikara guy.
That makes sense.
He's a little diabetic. He's a small man, big beard, big heart.
Yeah.
Dr. Stevie. Who needs to see Dr. Stevie?
Well, I mean, I don't think Mike Mondo has not been seeing Dr. Stevie, if you know what I'm saying. Allegedly.
I guess BJ Whitmer, right? Need medical attention. He's got his bad neck. Got his bad knee or whatever.
Yeah, well.
And he probably needs some help after getting that roll of quarters busted across his face.
So good. So good. I'm looking forward. You really got me curious on how this is going forward, too, Will, by the way. But all right. But
it's one of those things. I'm at the point where I know what happens. I just don't know
how they get there.
How far out it's actually going to be before we actually see it.
Oh, okay.
Just with this taping schedule, I don't remember. It might not even happen until next year, the way that there are tapings in there.
Hmm.
All the shows are coming out.
The national champion. What the fuck? Ay, ay, ay. Crazy times, Will. Crazy, crazy, crazy times.
Tom, you ready to talk the second episode of TV?
I am.
Still in San Antonio, Texas.
Still in San Antonio.
Three-man booth. We got Nigel, Kevin Kelly, and Mark Briscoe on the call.
But, Will, before we get to all this, for some odd reason, someone thought it was a good idea to let Kyle O'Reilly cut a promo.
Yeah, still not great.
We love Kyle O'Reilly. Just some promos are, you know, it is what it is. But long story short,
he's good at doing comedic promos.
Yeah.
The serious ones aren't so great.
Yeah. Basically, he wants to end Adam Cole's night with Adam Cole drinking through a straw. But yeah, well, like Will said, the National Treasure on the call. Should have been the whole time. But our opening match is, I was confused at first. I thought it was the Boys versus the Bucks of Youth, but it's actually Silas and Beardsley of Bruiser versus the Buck.
It's what it's supposed to be. But it's supposed to be Silas and Bruiser. Misery Loves Company, as Kevin Kelly calls them.
And Mark shooting bombs right away. He wants to know what Bruce City Bruiser's going to dress up for Halloween. I still love the fan up chant. Obviously, it's nice to have Mark out there and the Boys at the same time. But at one point in the match, Silas goes up for the plunge. You know, Bruce City Bruiser and Silas, I mean, they're a decent tag team. They obviously do not have the tag team experience that the Bucks of Youth have. But Silas goes up for the plunge. Eats a super kick. He gets pissed off. And he's like, fuck it, now the Boys are going
to
wrestle.
Yeah, we said this match was originally supposed to be the Boys against the Young Bucks. But, you know, we softened them up for you. So get in there.
But at one point in Mark's talking about going trick-or-treating with Cheeseburger, Will, we need to see that on film. That is another $5,000 idea.
Yeah, what did Mark say he dressed as for Halloween?
I don't remember. I forgot to put it down. But at one point, the boys do fire up a little bit, but the Bucks do Bucks things, and the match relatively quick.
Oh, yeah, they stack them and pin them both up.
So, I mean, you know, the boys got a little bit of offense in, but, I mean, it's the Young Bucks. I mean, the Young Bucks are probably, I mean, easily top five tag teams in the world.
Well, sir.
I want to thank you. After that, so BJ Whitmer comes out and it costs Mark a little bit. And then Nigel gets in his face a little bit. But Nigel is then, while that melee is going on.
So while that's happening, they show the film of Carino decking BJ Whitmer again. Nigel gets Whitmer simmered down, but they also brings up that before recording started, Veda Scott served Nigel with the papers, and Nigel said that he cannot comment on situation at this time.
Oh, but yeah, I mean, obviously Nigel and Ring of Honor are being sued for unsafe working environment. But after that, we get Will Ferraro versus Roderick Strong.
Thanks for showing up, Will Ferraro.
Yeah.
I don't think it crossed anybody's mind that Will Ferraro has got a shot in hell.
No.
At being Roddy Strong at this point. But Will Ferraro gets lots of positives. You know, Mark Briscoe puts him over. Nigel and Kevin Kelly put him over. He makes the bold move of trying to charge Roderick Strong like right at the start of the match.
Yeah.
Doesn't work out for him.
No. Never really recovers.
Definitely on the ass beating side, you know, and they're like, Mark, you know, you've been in the ring with Roderick Strong a couple times. What's it like taking charge? It's like getting hit in the piece of chest with wood.
it was funny when Mark was out on commentary. I'm like, is this what Will was talking about? I'm like, no way they make him a full-time commentator. But I mean, they should.
Nope.
He should start his own promotion. But anyways, yeah, Will does try, but Roddy just goes to another gear and lays that stronghold and laid it in deep. Yeah, Roddy's like, yeah, I'm not paid by the hour, pal.
Yeah, his knee was firmly planted, like, just under the shoulder blade.
But we do get a code of honor, which is nice. So, I mean,
well,
like,
of course we do. Will Ferraro, you know, being put over by the good guys.
It's good to see. But speaking of Roderick Strong, our inside Ring of Honor, Mandy wants to go over the Jay Lethal and Roddy Strong feud. These two have gone tit for tat. You know, I put on some classics, and we'll see where that ends, Will. And if you want to know, well, just tune into our last week's episode of Glory by Honor.
Yeah, or in a couple weeks when we eventually hit Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Yeah, home of Elvis Presley. After he died, when he was working at Burger King. But anyways, for our main event, as we talked about last week, Adam Cole versus Bullet Club member AJ Styles and Kyle O'Reilly. Of course, Adam Cole comes out with the Kingdom. Of course, AJ Styles comes out with the Young Bucks. And of course, Kyle O'Reilly comes out with Michael Elgin and Bobby Fish.
Right, so everybody's assuming that the Kingdom was going to come out as a full unit. So everybody else brought their backup. But Nigel's, before the bell even starts, is like, no. Should have made it a lumberjack match.
That would have been fun. Yeah. But I do want to mention Jay Lethal's on the call. I think the chill left mark out there.
That's they brought out Jay Lethal because AJ Styles is the next contender for the heavyweight title.
Yeah.
I also like how they alluded to something about Michael Elgin. And it's like, oh, because we know in January at Wrestle Kingdom, Jay Lethal defends the heavyweight title. So I wonder if they start planting some seeds for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They asked Jay Lethal if he knew what Adam Cole was going to do the week before. Jay Lethal's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I did what I set out to do. I won. I'm the best champion.
Mm. I don't know. This match just didn't hit for me well.
I think it was okay. I think it's tough because you, when you see a match with this lineup, you're expecting it to blow your doors off. And it was, it just also had like a lot of kind of repetitive spots. There was a lot of like, I've got this guy in a one hold and another person's going to run up and grab him in the other hold. And then like Kyle O'Reilly didn't necessarily come across as like solely focusing on Adam Cole. I did like that one point. Oh, how did it go? I don't remember who these hours, but somebody's going to go for like a fisherman suplex, but then they got German suplex. So it was like a double suplex kind of thing. I mean, the match was fine. Like I said, just not, if this was on a pay-per-view, this probably would have been like a match of the night contender.
Yeah. I mean,
if it had the time and it was like, Bill is a, like, this was just kind of progress the story because Adam Cole gets the win. And then everybody who was kicked out from ringside all just comes back to the ring.
Predictable. I mean, a little schmozzy. Under 10 minutes, it seemed like it went pretty quick. Because it's kind of like the timer. I was like, wait, what? You know, and then there's, you know, a good 2 minutes after that. But in the end, Adam Cole sucker kicks AJ in the back of the head and hits an end breaker to end the match. Obviously, Bedlam and Sewell's. I have Bill, the Bull Club, hit a double. I put Meltzer driver, but my notes auto-corrected it as Seltzer driver. So shout out to Caleb Seltzer. So let's call it the Seltzer.
Shout out to Caleb Seltzer, the only announcer you've seen getting beat off TV.
Yeah. Yeah, and then on the Kingdom, but and then Styles and Lethal kind of get into each other, and all in all, not a bad episode of TV.
I know they're winding down. This might be their last show in San Antonio.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. I think next week's that I started watching ahead of time. I think we're in Kalamazoo, so. But all in all, not bad. You know, a double episode of TV. You know, we'll get some TV next week. And sorry, kind of a shorter episode this week, as your man and Hi-Fi Tom's a little under the weather here.
Well, and they're pretty breezy episodes of TV. Like they're winding down their taping session. They're kind of going into Glory by Honor, even though Glory by Honor has already happened. So I'm assuming that whatever happens at Glory by Honor probably isn't going to have too much of an effect on the stuff heading into Final Battle. Because the champions won the match anyway. So it's not like there's a new challenger from the Champions versus All-Star match.
Yeah, I wonder what the main event of Final Battle is going to be. Is Styles...
Is that not AJ Styles, Jay Lethal?
I would assume it's going to be. So,
I mean, that could be a very good match.
Yeah. Which I would assume is probably one of AJ's last matches in Ring of Honor. So,
right, because is it the following year? Is it like this coming January is when he's in the Rumble?
Yep.
The wild. Time is wild.
Yeah, the only person to wrestle Wrestle Kingdom and Royal Rumble in the same month. So, all right. Well, Will, anything else you want to put over here before we pull a train into the proverbial station here?
No, I mean, I was sick coming out last week. You're sick right now, so shouts out to DayQuil, NyQuil, orange juice. The emergency.
Well,
a big part of my recovery has been because I dried out so bad, but Brittany's got some of these like the sodium rehydration packets that you add to like the water. So I've been, they're also expiring soon. So I've been pounding those.
Got to stay hydrated.
Got it. You gotta. Eugene gotta, you know?
Yeah. I see what you did there.
No, Tom, thanks for we got through it. We're closing in on final battle.
Yeah.
So thank you for everybody who has listened. Check out some bonus content. We got some new stuff coming up. Check out some of the old stuff.
Yeah,
plenty of great matches that we've covered. You can go back and watch.
Final Battle's gonna be a fucking banger.
We got a Survival of the Fittest coming up.
Yeah, from the Midwest. That's good shit, pal. So
that works for me, brother.
All right. On that note, Will, I will talk to you next week. High Fivers, we'll talk to everybody later.
This is the beginning of the end right here. Oh no! Jay Triller!
Reach for the sky, boy.
This has been a Visionaries Global Media production. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
We miss you, Jay.